City Councilman Norman Ayagalria is an English language arts and Yupik culture teacher at Gladys Young Elementary School here in Bethel. He was contacted last month with the news that he's received the Global Learning Fellowship from the National Education Association. The fellowship provides professional development through collaboration between 48 teachers as fellows internationally, working together in selected groups divided by grade level and subject. Ayagalria says it is designed to help instructors expand their knowledge and perspectives to bring that back to the classroom in various lesson plans.
We'll be teaching a series of lessons that not only are locally appropriate, but we'll be teaching lessons outside of our prospective regions.
The aim of the fellowship, according to the National Education Association, is for public school teachers like Ayagalria to, quote, spend a year building global competency skills so that they can have, quote, the capacity to understand and teach issues of global significance.
So somebody from Greenland, and I would be bouncing ideas off of another teacher from the same cohort on what kind of lesson ideas that they would be incorporating. So it's something that does not just involve traveling. It also involves working with 15 other educators throughout the country.
Ayagalria and other teachers, both in the U.S. and internationally, have been connecting through social media this past month, already working together to plan for the next school year.
Right now we are doing a book study. We're going to be doing a book study pretty soon with other teachers on the country of South Africa.
Ayagalria says he wants his students to be able to think about the Yupik culture in a different way.
So that future students who are going to school either in Gladys Young or LKSD or who are coming into Alaska will be able to see or catch a glimpse of what the Yupik culture looks like and how it fits in the global perspective.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.